Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Dread Podcast Network.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Jazz the 40 Ounce Connoisseur, and
it's Cat Daddy, and boy, oh boy, I am so fucking excited. I heard the ground tremble.
Okay. Doom, doom. We are here, and you know, not just us. I think a lot of our friends, because I've been looking at everybody's schedule, and I think the stars have aligned. We are talking about Jurassic Park. We are talking about movie 1 through 6. So that's Jurassic Park.
All of them.
Yes. Jurassic Park, The Lost World, something like that. Jurassic Park 3, which is a favorite of mine from my childhood. Not going to lie to you guys.
What?
We'll talk about it later. I've seen it the most.
Jasmine.
It's okay. Come on all the time.
I can't wait.
It's not the better movie. I'm letting you know. I just watched it so much as a child. Like, I knew everything was happening. We're also talking about Jurassic World, which I saw in theaters. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom and Jurassic World Dominion, which just came out last year. But after seeing Jurassic World, I had no desire to go to the movie theaters for the rest of the Jurassic World.
I didn't
World
even
movies.
Know that there were like 2 to 3 more movies after this. Like, I was bitch, what is you talking about? Like, I thought, honestly, after Jurassic World, I knew a new movie came out, but I did not know one came out in 2018. And then there was like a small little insert 2019. I knew about the TV show that's on Netflix that kind of intertwines with the story too.
Yeah.
But I was like, bitch, what are these movies?
Let me let you know right now. I didn't watch that show. I saw it when you look up Jurassic Park movies, it's on there. But girl, I did not.
I've seen a couple episodes.
Girl, I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna just you know, think about it and tell people what I think about. I'm not gonna.
I don't have any much to say, but I've seen a few episodes. It's all good though.
That's fine. We're here, and it's a good time either way. Check all the movies out, but they are in different spaces. So first, I'm going to tell you where they are. We're going to do a spoiler-free review because the movies are all connected. And really, the plot, we'll get into them individually, but the main plot is still the fucking same. Capitalism and motherfucking beasts. Y'all think that y'all can control these animals, and you cannot do that. That's you're wilding. But you can find Jurassic Park 1 through 3. It's on Fubo TV, or it's on, I think, the USA. So if you're like USA app, you can go and find them. It's gonna be the one, I think, with the commercial cut. It's not gonna be like the theatrical cut, but still, girl, close enough. Jurassic World, you can catch that, I think, on VOD. It says it's on Fubo TV as well.
It's on Fubo.
Oh, it's on Fubo. Mm-hmm. And along with Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, and Dominion. But Dominion's on Amazon Prime for free. So you can watch that there. And then the Jurassic Park Battle at Big Rock. It's a short. It's not, where did I even watch this?
I'm going to be honest. I didn't even see that. So I can't wait for you to talk about it.
Girl, it's on Amazon Prime. It's 8 minutes. Just a little short. I'm not even going to tell y'all what happens in that. Just watch it. Because, people is camping and they shouldn't have been there. They shouldn't have been there. I'm like, you heard them. You know what? Never mind. Either way, people are trying to play nature and create things that they have no business creating. And they're trying to do it for money. And everything goes awry. And that's with all the movies. Let me make this so I can do this. All right. And then it keeps snowballing and snowballing and snowballing into a bigger problem. Because stockholders, shareholders really are about that bag and not about that safety. And people think they can't be touched. You think them T-Rexes give a fuck about your bank account? They do not. They do not.
More T-Rex.
More T-Rex. Always a T-Rex bite scene in every movie. I'm like, y'all just be shooing this in. We didn't have to have this scene just like this. Y'all just keep putting this
in. They have double back to, as the movies increase. I'm like, wow.
Yes. It's like, it's four T-Rexes. Now they get bit up in four pieces. Because they
three-way battle. Let's get it.
You know, they have to crank it up for sure. But check these movies out. I think they are all worth a watch at least once. I will say that they, like, the first two are fun. And they're kind of like, you know, borderline fantasy action. But dinosaurs are scary, so bitch horror, because creature feature. But also, the action movies are like, fantasy movies tend to be about 2 hours. Like, 2 hours, 15 minutes. They do, okay. Like, Blade, 2 hours. Like, when you look at
they don't need films, to be.
Some of them don't need to be. Some of them are fine. But this one, like, you know, we didn't need them to be 2 hours, especially those Jurassic World janks. I'm like, girl, we could be missing almost entire scenes. Like, we don't even
the need this. The most recent one is like 2.5 hours long. And I was girl, like, okay, unnecessary. I keep telling y'all about these 2022, 2023 movies where they're just like, keep that motherfucker rolling. And I'm really just like, for all that occurred in that particular movie, we really could have cut some time.
We could have. And it was also, y'all try to make me believe a whole lot of stuff that I just was not buying. And maybe that's just because I have bias and my least favorite Chris is in this movie. And yeah, I don't really bang with Chris Pratt like that. I don't really know much of his work like that anyway. But he's in there and I'm like, you're trying to give us Sam Neill and you are not Sam Neill. Okay? You're not.
Until the I don't want to spoil it because we didn't say those spoiler alerts or anything. I was like, you know what? Let me just... Blah, blah, blah. I immediately yanked my voice out of my throat.
Let's get into it. Watch all the Jurassic Park movies so you can get on this train or don't if you don't want to. I do recommend the first three. And I know people hate Jurassic Park 3. I know they do. I know they do. But I'm not going to lie to you guys. I will watch it again. I am.
Okay.
I'm going to watch it again.
I recommend all of the movies. Like Jess said, I agree. I think you should watch them all at least once. I cannot wait for us to move past this section so I can get into the nitty gritty of how I feel about all of these movies. But I really go up for the first one. Like, if it's one thing about me, a bitch is watching Jurassic Park. Like, without a doubt. Just because the day that ends and why. And honestly, I'll marathon all these movies before we get to, like, I think I'll stop at Jurassic World because that's enough for me. At one point, I mean, at this point, every time I watch the movies, I'm yelled at the TV because I'm trying to figure out why are we still here. Like, nope, spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler motherfucking alert. Okay, I just want to jump out there real quick and say, in movie one, they talk about how there's basically five islands of death. We only know about island A and then island B. What's going on with the other three islands?
Girl,
and how we just pull up on these Costa Rican islands and where people live. I really just want to know every day. Like, I know people were living there before, and you just decided to throw some damn dinosaurs at their house.
Bruh, they probably bought the island or bought the land.
I'm tired of the colonialism. I'm over it. Again,
they throw money at everything. They probably bought that shit. Because, I mean, of course, when we talk about movie one, Mr. Hammond, he is like a tycoon, man. He got all the monies. He real rich and he wants to make a fucking animal theme park. And not just any animal theme park. He want to have dinosaurs. They done got some fucking, they done found some fossilized shit because they show you the whole little science video. They done found a mosquito and they done got the blood of the mosquito and it took the bitch and they done recreated the goddamn DNA and they like, yeah, we about to make dinosaurs and well, we can't fill it in. We about to take DNA from other people and smash them bitches together. Gang, gang. First of all, what do you mean? You don't even know you don't know what's going to happen when you do that. Like, you don't know what you're creating. They did it anyway. Also, I just think about invasive species. It don't even have to be nothing wild. You could just take a plant from the wrong space and now it's eating up and, you know, choking out all the other plants because you decided, oh, I'm not gonna follow directions. I'm just gonna bring this shit over here that is not supposed to be here. Things live in ecosystems for a reason. You cannot be taking shit out one ecosystem, just go slap it in the other and think it's everything about to be Gucci. You about to throw the shit off balance. But you know, when they got the checkbook, they don't give a fuck. Cause they're like, ooh, people about to come through here. They about to buy dino ears, bitch. We about to sell shirts. We about to sell socks, cups. And when you see Jurassic World, no, dead ass, that's what happens. Know. You want a dinosaur Disney park, and you cannot do that because dinosaurs are not PG-13. They're going to eat you. Well, they're going to eat you. And that's what happens in every movie. Someone fucking gets eaten in every movie. There is casualties, period. Like, I don't know what y'all thought. Some of these dinosaurs, you shooting at them, and it's not even really penetrating their skin like that. What are you doing?
They are wreaking havoc and doing what humans always do, fuck shit up. Like... Jasmine is absolutely right about everything. And you're probably wondering if you've never seen any of these movies. I don't know how, but here we are. This movie came out in 1993. So your girl got some age on her. Apparently this movie is like 30 years old now or 30 and some shit. I don't know, girl. I'm just like, Jesus, this is, woo, here we go. But yeah, so we open up the movie with Dr. Alan Grant. And he's out here and he's out there with Ellie and they're on the dinosaur dig and they're out here getting to the bones and the technology is awesome and I'm feeling nostalgic. First of all, I would like to talk about the puppeteering very briefly. The puppeteering, the practical effects in this movie, like if you ever get a chance to watch any behind the scenes footage or any kind of throwback documentaries, or if you have the privilege of finding like the behind the scenes or whatever reels from the original movies, watch that shit, because this movie was like, remember when this shit came out? Bitch, groundbreaking. Like, I was just like, I can't believe I'm watching this. Like, is this real? And the way it was set up, like, my grandparents showed this to us and the house was like, boom, big movie screen. Like, you definitely moved out to the movies for this, or this was definitely a family rental. Like, Jurassic Park was that girl. They out here. I'm thinking, damn, I'm out here digging up bones too. I'm a fucking archaeologist, bitch. I'm out here just woo doo doo doo. I got the sand in my pants. I'm out here. And, you know, they approached Dr. Grant. And they were like, I think you should just like go to this park. Like, you should just come out here. We should check this out. And we link up with Ian and Ellie's like, I don't know. And immediately you notice that Ellie and Alan have like this kind of romantic, like friendship, I don't really know, kind of like there's something there between them. And they keep trying to play this love story up in the friendship. So I'm like, this is a background story. So just if that's not your bag, just to give you a heads up. And this is a story that I am, it carries throughout the entire fucking film series. I'm glad we tied that end up, I guess. I don't know. But anyways.
You know how I feel about love. I'm like, whatever.
So we get there. We get on this joint. And there's a whole lot of different things going on. There's this overall situation of they have these people come to the park and just basically say, hey, like, is this a cool place? You know, John Hammond's got his grandkids there. And so they're hanging out. It's like, you got the kids, you got the adults. I don't know why the fuck you think this is a good idea.
Bruh. Terrible idea. Ugh. Hubris. You bringing children yes. here? You don't even know if it's safe. You haven't even tested it out. Let me bring some children. Let me put the kids on here. You fucking dumb. Also, it's like you have to, there has to be a certain amount of overconfidence for you to think, though this is so safe and fail-proof that I'm going to just have the kids get in the little cars and we about to ride it out. Also, them old ass computers. Because, you know,
I'm a fan.
I am a fan, but also, you know, now it would be easy to do a lot of this stuff probably on one or two computers. He's like, I got to reboot the system in Nedry. I got to do all this shit. He got to do 50 million things. But he's a snake because they set the park up. But Nedry wants money. So, of course, you know, there's always a competitor, right? And they want to get some research. So they want to steal some DNA. So they have that subplot going. You have the subplot of...
Bias and engine.
Yes, engine. And you mm-hmm. have the subplot of them trying to, like Kat said, they're trying to get, say, oh, the park is cool and safe. But the problem is you hire these people and they don't agree that the park is safe. They're like, you cannot do this. You know, this is a bad fucking idea. And you know who's agreeing with them? The fucking lawyer. Because he just see the dinosaur say, oh, money, 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 money. He see the fucking cash dollar signs. He said, oh, we about to get rich. Everybody else is like, Dr. Malcolm, who is a chaotician. He's a scientist of chaos. Like, it's a math. I had to look at it. I was like, oh, no, that's a fucking science for real. I didn't know. I looked it up. And you have Dr. Grant, who is a paleontologist. I think Ellie is also a paleontologist. And they're like, you're doing too much. You introduced stuff in the ecosystem. I don't think you should do this. The dinosaur's about to beat our ass. I think we should stop. I don't think we should make this commercial. I don't think we should bring people here. This does not seem safe. But once Nedry kind of messes it up, because of course he's trying to do stuff and shut shit down. When you shut the things down, that's where the problems happen, because the fences are like electrified and shit. So once the system go down, they're not. So that's where the T-Rex is like, hello, I'm going to eat everybody. It's time. And you got them. And of course, our favorites, the raptors, which are pack hunters. And I feel like they're more dangerous than the T-Rex, because you look at that one and the other two is like, bitch, I'm about to beat your ass. You don't even see the other two. One of them is distracting you because they fucking smart and they talking to each other and shit. They're like, click, click, bro, click, get his ass. All right. Somebody get the back. Somebody get off the side. If you try to run, we're going to flank them. Like, they are making a plan against your ass. You don't understand. You are lunch and there's nothing you could do about it. So chaos ensues pretty much. Like, and it's a very fantastical thing when you see the dinosaurs up close, because like Kat said, the puppeteering, like 30 years, this shit still holds up on a big little HDTV. The little CGI that is used is still, it's still holding up. There are movies that were made last year that are not holding a candle to the effects in this movie. So, you know, shout out to that. I really enjoyed that. Giving very much real life Land Before Time. Although, you know, that's a cartoon.
Yeah. There was too many of those movies. I had to pull the plug after a while. Before we move on, I just want to rewind it back a little bit and talk a little bit about Dennis and Mr. Arnold. Dennis, he's a character, how he's having that whole side mission situation of trying to sell the different kind of like DNA and the cells and stuff to Biosyn. And I really had like an old bitch moment when we finally get to the end of this film series and you realize that they tie up a lot of a loose ends. Like, I feel like for this recording, this is the first time that I watch this shit all the time. I feel like this is the first time I really like honed in on what the hell was happening, especially when you start getting into the nitty gritty of everything in like movie two. So before going there, and then Mr. Arnold, like, okay, so we get to see our dog Samuel L. Jackson and he's out here. And for whatever reason, I need to know if he's got a clause in his contract or not. So when he died, do he get like a bonus? Like, what's going on? Because then you get that whole hand seaweed. His ass can eat up by dinosaurs between him, like Mr. Robert, the guy who's running all the raptors. And you see in movie two, like in the beginning of the earlier movies, because you know they have that exposition, you see where they have to pay these families out because of all these wrongful death suits. And I was like, whoa, why the fuck am I just catching this for the first time? Like,
because
I figured, like, I've seen this, but I'm just like, wait a minute, what?
I think because at the time I probably watched it, the first couple, I wasn't, it was going over my head, because I think the second one came out in 1997. I'm a 7-year-old meeting, give a fuck about no lawsuits or wrong. I don't know what the fuck that jargon is. I don't know who a shareholder is. I don't know what that means. Now I'm like, oh no, y'all are getting sued. And this shit is a liability. And you're using this shit to take Mr. Hammond out of there. Because between the movies, everybody's philosophies change. Like, once people experience the dinosaurs and realize that you cannot really make money off of them, instead of being capitalists, they're like, oh, I'm a naturalist now. And let them dinosaurs be. Let them stay over here on this island. Don't go over there. Don't do nothing. You need to let them rock, because we don't need to be over there. They need us to leave them alone. They do not need our help. They need they need space, okay? We're trying to put our hands in and manipulate everything. But the shareholder's not trying to hear that shit, because it was like, bitch, we've been sued. We have put all this money up. You're going to make this fucking Disney dinosaur park, bitch. And we're not even about to make it over here, because, of course, you have the island, the two islands we talk about, Nublar, where all the fucked up shit happened. And Site B at the other island, it got wiped out. So they're like, well, that was too much to make a vacation destination dinosaur Disney anyway. We gonna bring these motherfuckers to San Francisco. Who, you thought you was about to transport these dinosaurs without incident? Hubris.
They didn't think it through. Here's the real thing. Like, as these stories progress, like, you really just have to stare into the sun and be like, so at the end of all these movies, I'm really just like, how did we get here? I know I ask this question all the time, but then I have to remember humans be doing whatever the fuck they want to do. So it's just the way that things like quickly progress throughout all the movies is crazy. It is so crazy. So in movie two, Jurassic Park, Lost World, we basically find out a whole rack of shit. We find out that the board is pushing Dr. John Hammond out. By the way, they closed down Jurassic Park. They said, girl, this is not going to work. 4 years have gone past. Like, we don't see what happens in between, in the middle. But just know that the park didn't really work out. You know, they had to, once again, pay out the wrongful death suits. The animals are just basically, they cooling. Like, they just out here. Yeah. That's what the fuck is going on. Beats and vibes. That's it. So We get to movie two, which is also once again directed by Steven Spielberg. By the way, the first movie blew everybody's fucking minds. Like, it was a thing. It was a huge thing. It was a moment. The fucking McDonald's swag, the outfits, all the shit, everything that went along with it. It won some Oscars, bitch. It was winning awards. It was out here. So second movie, bam, boom. You got Steven Spielberg. They back in this bitch. It's another 2 hours some change movie. Woo God. And you still have some return. You have like one returning character for real. I mean, you got John, he's back, and you have Ian. He's one of a couple people. John wants to go to the second island. And this, and you're probably like, bitch, second island. They said in the first movie that there were five islands. They called it like Isla de Muerto or something like that. And they were saying it was like five of them. But the real thing is, we never really talk about the other three, but we only keep going to the first two. And I don't even know what the fuck's going on. I'm scared to find out what's going on those other islands. But Doom. This is a period. So this is Isla Sorna, Island B. And what all that happened on this island is they use this place to clone and create and do all these dinosaurs and basically transport them to the main island that we already knew about, where Jurassic Park was going on. So they was getting shit popping off here, get the science going, the computers, the DNA, and all kind of shit. They was getting it rocking. And then something cracked off. The dinosaur said, bitch, enough is enough. All the dinosaur tunes. And bitch, they went and they shut the whole shaboot down. Yeah. They had to get up out of there. Yeah. There was a storm. Everything fucked everything up. Out. They was like, bop, bop, bop. We whooping ass. And so now they're like, oh man, we need y'all to come to this island. And we just need some people to check some stuff out and do some other stuff. And he's like, Ian's like, I'm not going back to that island, bro. Like, what are you talking about? Everyone who's gone to the island, like Jazz said, who was like, they turned a naturalist. They're like, I'm not trying to go back. Ain't nothing going to get me back. And then he's finding his way back there because his girlfriend, Sarah, is going out there because she's trying to get to the She's like, I went because I knew that you would try to tell me not to go. And I'm like, well, look, simple bitch. Did you not hear him? You're about to get trampled, possibly. You're about to get chased by motherfucking raptors. Can you outrun a raptor?
No.
I know I can't.
No, the cars can't outrun the raptors damn near. They faster than the damn
They on the motorbikes. The raptors going choo 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 choo. They dodging in and out in all the movies. I'm like, Lord, I know.
All you see is back on that motorbike.
I'm truly. Sorry. Oh, I know. That was what I thought it too. It's okay. I'm sorry. It's okay.
But yeah.
Jeff Goldblum's. Ian got a daughter named Kelly. I said, hold on.
Well, first of all, you know he has 50 million kids because in the first movie, he talks about, I'm looking for the next Miss Malcolm because he stay getting to the women, but he don't be keeping them long term. And he's like, I love kids. I got all. So you realize that he ain't shit. He got a bunch of ex-wives and a trail of children. He has a tribe.
In the last movie, he said he had five kids, so he had to go back to work.
Yeah. And also after they signed an NDA, and because he went up there and said all this stuff, he messed up his money, and it tarnished his reputation. And Mr. Hammond nephew that took over and is like, girl, first of all, my suit costs more than your education. Don't even play with me, bitch. Okay. You talking shit to me.
This is a big old house.
But you saying this to him like he wasn't there. Again, hubris. He was there. What you're doing, you're trying to take this island over so you can make some money and thinking you about to make a fucking petting zoo. And it's not happening. But he's going to go there. They're going to take pictures. And they got Vince Vaughn in there. Okay. Girl. And they're like, okay. So they have the skeleton crew pretty much here to like just document. But Hammond already told Vince Vaughn like, okay, well, the other people about to come through anyway, and they about to try to transport these animals, so you need to sabotage them. But that's bad for everyone. Also, there's a big game hunter. I forgot all about this plot with the big game hunter. First of all, I need to talk about this scene where they find him. I think they're in Kenya. And his friend pull up. It was like, RJ's like, come on, bro. You go, you ain't got no animals like these. Because I don't even bang with big game hunting at all. Because you're not even like eating the animals. You collecting them because you feel inferior as a man. So you want to be the big guy and beat your chest. So you want to kill the big animal. That's really whack, bro. I don't like that. I don't like that. But once he gets on there, goes, they try to make it seem, oh, he's a tough guy, because this group is at this dinner table, lunch table, and they are assaulting this waitress, like literally assaulting her. He's like, excuse me, let me go pick a fight. You're still a bad person. Let's start here. You're not cool. I did like that you kicked that guy ass because he needed his ass whooped, but you're still a bad guy and that you're not redeemed. And your friend got murked because you had to have a fucking T-Rex. I need to be able to shoot the male T-Rex.
I need that buck. I was like, I have to get out of here, please.
Uh-uh. I don't like this kind of talk.
Please get me out.
Mm-mm.
Also, this random Vince Vaughn sighting. I totally forgot he was in this movie.
I did not.
In the screen. I was like, why is he here?
He's here. And also, it's a lot of Jeff Goldblum. And I he's looking hot in these movies, although, you know, as of now, not really. But not that he's bad looking. He's just, back then he had his shirt open. Like in the first movie, why was he posing? I know he's injured, but why is he all posed out, glistening with his chest out? Like, you did this on purpose. This was not, you told them, hold on, I need to get bad bitch. Hold on, I'm about to serve face. Spray me with the spritz. Like, I just feel like they put a little 50 body lava on him.
The fog machine was kind of going, the glisten under the moonlight. It was...
They probably had a little fan blowing his hair just a little bit.
The drama. I will say really quickly, so Kelly finagled her way onto this trip because, you know, Ian's like, don't do what I say, do the opposite. And she, you know, because he's like a dad who just be at work or with his other kids or out chasing bitches. Who knows? He's not really, you know, full time. Or he's just showing up the way he knows how to at this moment. So, Kelly is like finagling her way onto this trip, but immediately my sister's like, like, we gotta go home. Fuck Sarah, we gotta get out of here. Like, we got to go. I messed up. This was the worst idea I'd ever had. Oh my God, dinosaurs. I can't believe I did this. And I was like, see, baby, this is why you should have stayed in New York. You should have stayed right in New York. You should have never left. You should have just let your father go on this wild ass trip, chase this woman down here. Cause he's wildin', and you know he's wildin'. And right. I know you got dropped off. Ain't shit you could really do because your mama done went on a trip. But woo child, like, this wasn't it.
Baby, cause you could have been horseback riding. He had activities planned for you, okay? Someone was gonna get you, y'all gonna go horseback riding, and you wanna sneak on a truck. And I understand she's curious and shit like that, I get it. But kids don't be thinking about this, because there's several situations where kids be doing little stuff. And sometimes they can't help it. Like, but there are several times where you're supposed to be quiet and her ass is not being quiet because she's scared. But also your ass is not supposed to be here. You snuck in here. You in here trying to bake cakes and shit. Oh, what is...
I made us a meal.
Get out and try to... You knew as soon as they see you, they was going to cut your ass out. So you're trying to butter your parents up. I made some pancakes or some shit so I could, so we could be cool again. LOL. You need to get out of here, okay? Because now we have the big T-Rex that's whooping everybody's ass. Because after they, like, cut the straps, pretty much, they released the animals and fucked the engines camp up. The animals fucked their shit up, too. All their communications and trailer gets dropped right off of the edge. And their friend definitely dies. He gets chomped up by two dinos. Yeah. I was like, damn, he tried to save him too.
The niggas at Engine was a creep. It was a sneaky bitch on this one. Like, this is where it starts to get kind of wild, because Engine is essentially the same company for John Hammond, but they had sent two different people. So John had his own private faction, and then they had sent the, you know, the commilitary and the mercenaries out there with Roland.
The commilitary.
Roland leading the track. Like, he's out here with his partner and them. You know, they said, Mr. Worldwide, I need to go ahead and get my T-Rex. And, you know, they eventually come together after the other squad gets picked off in the high grass. You clearly hear the guy yelling, don't run into the high grass! Because obviously... What the fuck? They've talked at this point. You see, I like how you see as time goes on, the technology and stuff is getting a little bit more detailed. The animals, the dinosaurs on Island B are more territorial. So all of the carnivorous animals are kind of towards the center, and all the herbivores and the other ones are on the outside. And they are very, like, once again, territorial. So, of course, you know, the more carnivorous animals, they about to pull up with that shit. Like, they hungry, bitch. They about to be out here. They about to pull up in your space. So that's essentially what's happening. You're seeing them pull up on everybody and doing all the things. And this particular case, they walked right into their nest in the high fucking grass. Like, I think this was in their space. While they're all trying to make it home and get up off this island. Like, they came and got what they got. And now they're ready to go. They got a tag team together because everyone's getting wiped out. Ultimately, they end up bringing a fucking giant dinosaur back to America. Worst idea ever.
Big mistake.
Just worst idea ever. The nephew, he gets his comeuppance. And that's good for him because that's what he gets. He was trying to do the most. Exactly. Trying to lead that vote to oust his uncle from the board because he was getting that money and that power, trying to flex with that fucking suit. And now that's why you got your ass ate up by a dinosaur in that suit. Played.
Not even just that. The fact that, okay, you hadn't seen the dinosaurs and everybody who hadn't seen it think they can control the shit. You saw a whole mercenary team get wiped. Not all of them, but most of them. Because everyone had to travel. Vince Vaughn sacrificed himself because they had to go to the old communications center.
Vince Vaughn sacrifices.
Because he turned the power on. He turned the power on and got the radio working because they called them to, you know, come pick them up. But when they come to meet him there, they don't find him no more because the raptor, all they find is the raptors. I think they might find his hand. So he's, the raptors got his ass. Okay.
Yeah, they did.
They got his ass. So they called the people and they picked him up. But after you saw all of this, you still transferred them. You took someone's baby because they, now they're proving that, oh, T-Rexes don't just leave their kids. I don't know who said that because y'all just made that up. You clearly weren't there. T-Rexes are, they, you know, they care about their kids. You can't be taking their babies. And then they're taking, separating their babies and using their babies to bring the T-Rex and kind of, you know, do stuff like control the mom as they go around. And even with that, he's like, recaptured him. And he's like, shoot Dr. Malcolm. Yeah, shoot him. He wasn't even talking about shoot the dinosaur. He talking about shoot the humans so he could get the dinosaur. And he ran up on the dinosaur like he was, what was you going to do? What were you going to do? You can't shoot very well. You're not Roland. And even Roland was like, I'm tripping. He didn't even kill the T-Rex. He didn't get what he wanted. He lost his friend and he didn't catch the body. So lose for him. But you got ate up. They ate your ass up. And the little dinosaur was literally in people's yards. Like a little girl. Boy was like, there's a dinosaur in the yard. Imagine explaining that shit to the insurance. Because I have to assume if the dinosaur's feet are so heavy, the mass alone, if it stomps, it might fuck up your septic system. If you have that, it could fuck up your plumbing, not a foundation.
Get your camera out.
Your house sinking and shit. It's just real fucked up. I can't explain, like, how would you go about the insurance on that? The insurance company would laugh in your face.
No, they wouldn't. Ass. You taking pictures, and you are getting ready to take that roll of film to the grocery store, bitch. Because, boy, oh, boy, when I get these pictures back, I can't wait. No, I can be snapping pictures with the flash off. Thank
also
you.
Also using that in the lawsuit, because you brought this dinosaur out. You're buying me a new house, actually. Yep. A bigger one.
Get your bag up. One. Engine love cutting up checks.
Bruh, y'all just complain about, oh, we need to switch it over because we need to get the money. I know the shareholders were sick, bitch, because, okay, this is funny. They had the little shareholders on that weak-ass video cam. You know, this video cam was terrible back then because the idea that you could video chat someone in real time in 1997 was not really a thing. So they got this grainy-ass footage, and Vince Vaughn clipped the fucking locks, bruh, and the dinosaurs is bucket or everybody. So all you was like, ah, everybody screaming, and the board of director people was probably like, oh no, you're not getting the money now. You're not proving yourself right now, nephew. You're looking like Mr. Hammond, like literally three years ago. You're looking the same. Okay. You're looking funny in the light. You don't look like the smarter family member. And also Dr. Malcolm has been dragging your ass. He's like, first of all, talent skips a generation. So we can see maybe your kids might be smart. I was like, ah, yikes. Dr. Malcolm be cutting people up all the time. When they did in the first drink, when he sat up at the table and asked about dinner, and was like, well, what do you think? He said, I think you stole a bunch of ideas and you did too much with the science and you really don't know what you're doing and you need to stop. I was like, oh, okay. In another movie, he's calling them, he's like, you fucking rat. You call somebody, you rat bastard. I was like, bitch, he be cussing people the fuck out. I was like, we is sassy. Oh my God.
No, I agree. And that last couple sentences with that rat bastard, there were a couple other words I forgot to write down. I said, oh, that's a good one. I need to go ahead and look that one up. What's that with me? It had a couple syllables. I said, wow, this is crazy. Oh, before we move on, I just want to throw out this movie opened with a family on vacay, a wealthy family on vacay, and the daughter is getting that ass tore up by some tiny dinosaur. She lives. But that's how we started off. Like, if you cut that movie off, you just assume that little girl is dead. But that's when you find out, you know, like we talked about, they're so busy at the company at this point. It's just doing these wrongful death suits. They're getting sued left and right because people keep getting injured by all these animals and all these dinosaurs they keep creating. They keep telling us, oh, they're not going to reproduce. They're reproducing, bitch. There's so many animals you don't even know. You can't keep up. Like, the horse is too far from the cart. And that is what we do. You recognize that in movie one, and you definitely get that in movie two. Like, they're like, okay, so we're in this balance of people who are like, hey, I want all the chaos to stop. And of course, there's like five people who are like, nah, bro, we can make money off this. We could do whatever. Round these motherfuckers up. Take them back to America. Let's ride. And that's what we are. Like, you keep thinking it's over, and it's not. Because then you get another movie, Jurassic Park 3, which comes out in 2001. And I know Jasmine shared that this is a movie that's... Oh, before we get into this. So if ratings is your bag, the first movie is like an 8.2 out of 10 on IMDb and a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like I said, this movie, like, had the girls it had the girls going.
9 out of 10 for me. Sorry, 9 out of 10 easy.
It's easily without question. The visuals, the soundtracks, the CGI is holding up for it to be 93. Like, da-na-na-na. If you watch this movie and you say, bitch, this came out in 93, and you look at the CGI of this movie compared to other movies that came out around this time and afterwards, you know it was some fucking money put into this. These dinosaurs look good. They look good.
And speaking of money, I believe that they spent like $63 million. $63 million. These motherfuckers made over $1 billion, bro. That I was like, okay. That's why you got 6 Jurassic Park movies, okay?
And amusement parks.
Yes, and shirts and all kinds of other fun stuff with Jurassic Park, because it made fucking money. I don't think the second one made as much money, but it definitely made money. It made some money back. People came to see that one.
We're showing up just because it's Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as the first one. I feel like it's a little long, and I'm like, you want me to follow Dr. Malcolm instead of Sam Neill? And Dr. Malcolm's not a bad person to follow, but he was a good auxiliary character. I don't know about him as a main character as much, but he's not terrible. I'd watch it again, but you know.
This third one is the shortest movie out of all of them, and it pisses me off the most out of all of them.
The plot itself.
The characters.
Yes.
And I want to burn the whole movie to the ground.
And this is the one I've seen the most. I used to watch this movie because it was always on TV. It was just always on TV all the time. And the plot of this one, of course, is all the dinosaurs or whatever, but they got Isla Nublar and the other Isla Swan or whatever. This little boy, he with the mama boyfriend, which, why are you with the mama boyfriend and the mama not there in another country? Like, this is really far. They're not going to the mall to get ice cream. Like, you're going parasailing with the dinosaur animals. Like, y'all have to know, because this is like world news. You have to know at this point, because people got actual pictures of these dinosaurs. You know that the dinosaurs are out here. You cannot be fucking out here. Either way, Dave's on a parasailing jank and they get their ass whooped boat-wise, pretty much. The boat get fucked up, they crash, and they've been missing. So after about 8 weeks, Dr. Allen's trying to get some funding for his research and shit, and he can't get it because he's trying to do shit the old-fashioned way. He's trying to dig in. He ain't trying to go back to no motherfucking island. He's like, bitch, I'm just going to dig up these bones. That's what I'm going to do. I don't know what you bitches talk about, but I'm not even trying to do everything y'all trying to do. And they made a 3D printer. And wow, 3D printer back then was really mind-blowing. Now everybody can get a 3D printer. They made like the little Velociraptor little sound. That's going to be important. The little whistle. Hoo-hoo. Yeah. So this couple pull up. It's like, we got money. Whatever you need, we need. We want to tour the island. We about to fly. He was like, you can't even fly over that shit. It's a no-fly zone.
Airplane. We got that.
And we hired someone. And here's the thing. If I was Mr. Grant, right? Miss Dr. Grant. Off rip, I need the check to clear before I even do anything. I need the check to clear. You're not getting me on the plane until the money is in the bank, okay? At least half of a deposit, like Benny said from the mummy. I need half of this money. But he gets there, he gets on the plane after he writes down whatever zero, because he wants to keep doing his research. He's a scientist. He needs funds. They get on this bitch, and you, instead of them being wealthy, they're not wealthy, okay? They just trying to find their son. They trying to do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Ooh. Girl.
And
this was a choice right here.
Now, my also thing is 8 weeks. I wish it was a shorter time. Maybe, and I don't got no kids, but maybe me as a parent, if I knew my child was gone for 8 weeks on the Dino Island, I would have had to chalk that up to the game, bro. I would have been like, damn, I think he's dead. I just would have thought he was dead. And maybe, you know, you're willing to risk anything and you're going to go look for him over there. But the fact that you call all these other people to a death, you know, it's a death mission to go over here. People don't even go to this island. It's so fucking dangerous. And again, I don't know why y'all were flying anywhere fucking near. You can go parasailing anyway. You could have went parasailing to Miami. You could have went parasailing anywhere. This is your fault. I want you to know.
Let's talk about this parasailing scene, please. Can we talk about this? Like,
yes.
So they're parasailing. The guy's like, yeah, it's all right. Have a good time. Woo. They're like, all right, cool. They crank the rope up. They go into the sky. Everything's awesome. Clouds. Woo. Sunlight. Then it starts getting a little too cloudy. The ropes start yanking. I need to know what the fuck came on this boat and wiped everyone off so fast. Like, I feel like it wasn't just pterodactyls, but it could be pterodactyls. But I was like, bro, what is going on? I like the mystery, but I need to know.
Well, I think it's probably one of those aquatic janks, because once you get to Jurassic World, you see way more aquatic dinosaurs than you did in the first one. You saw a lot of land dinosaurs and, of course, some pterodactyls. But they was like, girl, we got the they got the other animals up in here. Yeah. And also we learned that through what you get in the movies, they're not just making dinosaurs. They're making a lot. They're modifying a lot of things and making a lot of random things. And it's just, they're doing anything, okay? They are playing nature. They said, bitch, I'm nature today. Nature, you can call out, use your PTO, bitch. I'm going to play you, and they're going to do the job poorly. But either way, Day's out here. Now, I want to say that they killed the black person off rip. Like, not off rip, but they killed the black person. As soon as that plane crashed, that black person definitely got the guy. I was like, bruh.
He wasn't the first person, thank goodness. Well,
yes, but he died before the movie really started.
He did. He definitely did. Right after he was suited and booted, he was flying that plane. He didn't survive the crash. He did all of that just for the dinosaur, the plane, to kind of crack open like a wheat can. And the dinosaur just said, I got you, bitch. And the man's like, oh, no. He also has the cellulite phone. On satellite phone, not cellulite. He's got the satellite phone on him, not the cellulite. And I don't know how you're gonna make these international, intercontinental calls, because now the phone is inside of the dinosaur. And good luck, guys. Fuck off the Kirby's, because y'all lied.
Yes. And also, y'all, not only did y'all lie, you're not listening. First, they're like, oh, we gonna fly close. Now we're gonna like, oh, we gonna land. And Dr. Gray is like, bitch, we not landed down here. What the fuck is you talking? You don't know how dangerous it is. We cannot land here. And you see, as soon as they land, they about to leave the other dude. They like, oh, no, it's time to go. And then the dinosaur pretty much causes the plane to crash and shit. Because, I mean, clearly. But this bitch has a megaphone and is literally yelling out the child's name. And he's like, I don't think you should do that. Do what? Why are you yelling? He said, stop yelling. You're going to keep on yelling and attracting animals. Also, if your son has been gone for 8 weeks, you landed out here, do you think your son is just sitting right here? He's probably hidden if he's alive at all.
If he's alive at all. Like, they're even lucky to even find out that child is alive. Eric was out here doing 3 months, you know, shout out to them finding old, like, supplies from the Site B kind of old things that were left behind. Still fuck the Kirby's every day, especially Amanda Kirby. Oh, my God. When she starts yelling as soon as she hops off the plane. Between her and the guy that stands in the middle of the runway, I just wanted the movie to end, like, in the beginning. Like, he runs out because the dinosaur is chasing him. And I really feel like if he would have just kept running, like, down the runway instead of across, or he would have just kept going, the crew would have never crashed that fucking plane. I feel like they would have been able to go over yonder. He just really was a dickhead and wanted everybody to get his, like, I get you, like, oh, guys, wait for me. Why are you standing in the middle of the runway? Please move.
Girl.
Amanda just keeps yelling every 2 seconds. She doesn't know how to shut the fuck up. I do understand that she's traumatized and she's scared. Like, because there's one point where she's like, when they find Billy's body and it comes down and the ropes and stuff, and just she just keeps screaming. And then she takes off running, like, she's running from backstage to on Maury episode or some shit. And she's just still going. And she's screaming, and I'm like,
you are this not is the
why
father.
Exactly. And this is why the dinosaurs are going to keep whooping your ass. Like, I am so annoyed with why. I don't even know. I can't tell if the character was written like this, or the actress, or the actor, or however you would like to be described today, or forever. That's fine. I want to know why you are doing 3 months. Like, I cannot get or grasp if you were written this way, or you were just like, fuck it, I'm going there. I respect it because, you know, come on, bitch, acting. But woo child, like, if you scream again, I'm going to have to end the movie. That's how I felt watching the shit in the movie theaters. It was very predictable when I saw this in the movie theaters. I had a good time, but I also was just like, for real?
I mean, listen, I didn't see this one in theaters. I watched it with a cable on TV, but it was a lot. Those characters were very annoying. It was unbelievable that the son was alive. And then on top of that, you have the subplot of Billy the Doodle Little Assistant. He just stole the motherfucking raptor eggs, which... big mistake. Like, why would you do that? Also, this is Alan Sorna. They done got him. They done got Alan Grant. Like, you've been here before. And he was like, you fucking dumbass. I have not been here before. I was on Island Nublar. I've never been here. These dinosaurs are not doing what they were doing on the other island. You idiot. You brought me for no reason. I can't even fucking help you. We're not even about to make it off alive. You're welcome. Okay. Look at what we're about to get. Stupid games, stupid prizes. bitch.
Yuck. Just a whole bunch of yuck. Just a whole bunch of yuck. Like, this also seems to be a common theme against people. Like, they keep trying to, like, lure the people back to the island. And everybody keeps thinking because they just went to this one, had this one experience at Jurassic Park, they're now the expert on dinosaurs, you know, outside of some people actually, like, having dinosaur research in their background. But, like, you know everything because you had this one horrific thing happen to you at this fucking exploitative park. And now you are the fucking know-it-all on dinosaurs. And actually, you might be the know-it-all on dinosaurs because you and, like, five other people and all the workers are the only people who ever seen, like, a dinosaur. Like, I get it that they're clones. We get that. But y'all are the only people that have actually seen these creatures, like, exist in real life. Like, they're supposed to be fucking extinct. This is, like, once again, when you're out here playing God, like, you're playing The Sims, like, what's going on? And then you're splicing and dicing their DNA. Like, that's a theme. As the movies go on, you find out that not only is life going to always find a way. That's a big theme that they talk about from the beginning. Regardless, like, you're like, oh, they're all, like, they all have lady parts, so they're not going to procreate. No, science and nature be doing some wild shit, bro. Like, they will change their things to make themselves create life. Like, that's just what happens, bro. And that's what happened here. And then now the animals are going to continue to grow because once, like Jazz says, you have now introduced or reintroduced something that was extinct to a present day ecosystem, which as the movies progress, we see how this is not only affecting the ecosystem in general, like how is it just changing everything about the chain, the natural order of things? Like, how is it affecting humans? How is it affecting our food? How is it affecting the grass? How is it affecting other plants, other animals? Like, and then you have motherfuckers who are bringing back extinct mammals and shit. Like, you're bringing back things that don't need to be, or not even don't need to be with us. They're not with us for a reason anymore. Like, it really sucks. Like, if it was humans that wiped them bitches out, okay, once again, another reason why we gotta take a break. You know, if just Earth, and it was just your time to just shine, and this is it for you. Why are we bringing these back? Like, once again, we gotta stop just doing stuff in the name of for science. Just because we know how to do it doesn't mean that we have to actually do it. Like, we don't have to actually act on it. Because for every action, there's a reaction. And like Jazz said before, stupid games give stupid prizes. Like,
listen, and they got a lot of dumbass prizes. I would like to say Jurassic Park, The Lost World, that had a budget $73 million, and it made like $618 million. Wow, that's a lot of money. So that's pretty good, but that's not in comparison to 60. You did it with $10 million less, and you made a billy off the first drink. So it's not quite as successful. And that third one, they definitely was like, oh, they spent more money. They spent $93 million. They spent almost $100 million, and they only made $368 million back. Now, did they make their money back? Probably. But also, I don't know what if that budget includes like the advertising, because these are blockbusters. They spent money. Like, every time a Jurassic Park movie comes out, and that's with the Jurassic World, every time a Jurassic Park movie comes out, you're going to know about it for the most part. Even if you don't know about it, there's commercials. They be making McDonald's toys, bitch. Like, they be doing everything. Like, they were not playing. Like, there was a whole thing for all that. There's like a advertiser campaign for all these movies. So they expect them to do very well. But Jurassic Park 3,
it didn't do as well as it in comparison to its predecessors. However, I mean,
it made money.
It wasn't a complete flop. It made more than its money back. The word Jurassic Park is going to sell. Like, that's why the movies keep showing. Like, if it's Jurassic Park to some people, it's like how Saw series is for me. I'm about to be in attendance. I don't give a motherfuck.
Girl.
Resident Evil 2, bitch. I'm about to be
Scream
here.
For, it's Scream for me. I'm going to be in.
There you go.
I'm not going to see Scream. Girl, I am going to see Scream.
Exactly.
That's happening. I'm wearing a Ghostface shirt right now.
It's so cute. But for this Jurassic Park shit, I really think after this most recent movie, we have to be done. Like, we have to end it up. Please. Like, obviously, you can just dive more into the world. But as for, like, I think we did a good job. Like, not skipping too far, but skipping, you know. I think we did a good job of tying up loose ends. So, of course, we have our first three movies, 93, 97, 2001. And then there's, like, a 14-year gap. And then we have Jurassic World, and that comes back. And the girls are excited. Everyone's excited. You know, by this point, we've got sideshows. We've got Universal Studios. We've got Islands of Adventure. We've got t-shirts. We've got all the things. And yes, so man, we're coming back. And for some reason, we're back on the first island. We didn't even move most of the shit out the way. We just built on top of it or around the old buildings. And yeah, and we're really, we've revisited the original idea. We vamped it up. We shined it up. We dressed it up. We made it real for you. And we're giving you top flight fucking zoo dinosaur experience, bitch. We're out here. We've got Claire. She's out here. She works over. And they're in the same place. They're on the first island. They're working over there. She's like the person who's like pulling the strings. She's the host. She's the grandmaster. She's out here rolling everything going. And her two nephews are coming to visit her. And it's Jurassic World now. Like, it's a whole big thing. They've seemed to expand. They've got a whole, like, giant pool. You're seeing all of the prehistoric animals, fucking, like, giant alligator, shark motherfuckers. I don't even know their names. Baby, I know there's children that know these names. And I'm telling y'all right now, you're probably shouting the dinosaur names at me. And I'm like, that's great. Dinosaur Gatosaur. Number five.
Gatosaur. That's all.
The big, only dinosaur, big dinosaur in the water.
Listen, I only know about five of them dinosaurs. Don't even ask me.
I know eventually that motherfucker gets into the ocean, and that's all exactly. I needed to know. It's more scary niggas under the sea. I can't. I truly cannot.
Listen, like, this is one where you see more aquatic life, because in other ones they hint to it. There's aquatic animals, but this one they have like, I think they have like a whole fake ass dolphin show situation. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. Like, y'all thought y'all the hubris. You think that you can have dinosaurs doing tricks and you are paying people? People got motherfucking popcorn buckets and shit. This is wild as hell. And they got the little, now this is where they introduce the technology, because of course technology is doing a thing, and we haven't had a movie in like well over 10 years, because Jurassic Park 3 came out in 2001. This one came out in 2015. Now, I want you to know, I was in theaters for this one, and I was excited. I remember the day me and Kaylin both went to the movies. She went to see another movie, and I went to go see this. I was like, oh, this is a new Jurassic Park movie? Bitch, I'm about to be in there. I was in that movie there by myself with no problem, and the budget for that one was $150 million to like $215 million, whatever. They definitely made $1.6 billion back. They made their money back, and that's why you got all these goddamn Jurassic World movies, because they said, and all the Jurassic World movies made money. I'm like, y'all making billions? Billions? Yeah. Oh, my.
We got to stop, though. Like, I understand that we making the money, but the story is lacking. Like, it's just, we're please. Mm.
They start turning into generic action movies at this point, and it's just like, oh, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen. We always got the child in danger. Like, after movie, yeah, no, all the movies, there's some baby in danger. We have a child. I don't know why y'all have, also, as an auntie, right, if I work at a dangerous dinosaur park, you're not about to just drop, I don't give a fuck who birthday it is, you're not about to just drop your kids off to me to this park, and I'm going to let them just be at the park. And she got money. Girl, I would have paid them, and she tried to pay her little assistant to watch them. But girl, I would have paid y'all to be somewhere away from this fucking island. And thank you.
This is not a good idea. Like, once again, we've seen this park fail before. We've seen failed side missions to this park. You know, we got a new owner, Simon Masrani. He, you know, he's taken John Hammond's dream. And he talks to us like, you know, I've taken this dream from John Hammond. And, you know, we're just out here. We're living life. The animals, we just want everyone to experience everything. This is wonderful, like, wonderful creatures, beautiful, majestic, beautiful animals. Awesome. I'm like, great. All of the adjectives. Once again, there's a big company who's got some secret projects, and y'all are taking the DNA and you're creating new dinosaurs, because the investors are like, all right, well, we already done seen this, the same old dance, same old song. What else you got behind curtain number three? And they're like, bitch, voila magic. And they got this new dinosaur who knows how to camouflage, trick they ass. They can't even find it on the fucking thermo thing. You know, you got the raptors getting trained over here by the Megacris. And he's sitting up here and he's like, you know, he's the way his hubris is set up. He's like, I've got like this relationship with the raptors based off mutual respect. Girl, it's a fucking raptor, okay? That's like when people be like, oh, well, me and the tiger, we've grown up together and we're out here and we're doing these tricks. It's a tiger, bitch. What are you talking about? Like, at the end of the day, you're a human and you're not the strongest motherfucker in the room. Like, I don't know why you think you are. I think you think you can smile at the animals and put your hand down and be like, no. And that animal's probably thinking, if you put your funky ass hand up in me one more time, like, you see Blue nip at this motherfucker in the newer movie. Like, get your hand on my face. Like,
bitch, who you talk to? Put your hand down.
Now, Blue and the girls, Delta and all them, was holding them down in this movie. Because it was some wild shit happening in this movie, as I told you. The dinosaur got out of the entrapment. It tricked them hoes. It got out. Bow. And it went, and it was just like, because it was held in captivity its whole life. It's never had any kind of human interaction, any interaction with any of things. It's being fed off of a stick. There's no closeness. And so the animal is realizing that, okay, bitch, I got some power. Like, I'm not feeding to be feeding. I'm actually just killing these hoes for sport. Like, oh, I can do this. I'm going from this room to that room. Oh, I'm in the birdcage.
And it's killing everybody. It's killing the dinosaurs. It's killing humans. Here. It don't give a fuck about nobody. It's invisible. Whatever. It's taking tracking devices and putting it somewhere else so motherfuckers can't track it. It's, and I forgot, I don't know if it was that the frog DNA it used for the camouflage. It was. Because everybody putting the DNA, because y'all, again, y'all are not
in the cuttlefish.
Yeah, y'all not thinking about the shit. It's whooping everybody ass. And now the park is in disarray because all the barriers are being broken. They let the fucking birds out and shit. Because now, in this situation, you don't have like a team. You have actual park goers. Like, imagine you are at Disney World, minding your business, and the dinosaurs come through and start whooping everyone's ass. Like, you sitting here eating your motherfucking hoagie, and the birds pick your ass up and throw you in the ocean and shit. But the assistant definitely get her ass whooped by the fucking birds. Like, everyone's getting their ass beat by the dinosaurs. And I know they got sued. They definitely got sued. There is no more Jurassic Park after that. Because you going to have to pay everybody.
Well, there was, but there wasn't, but there was. The company definitely went on. They rebranded after that. Not to get too far ahead. But they did have to shell out a lot of money. Like, in the next movie, they talked about, like, they were shelling out dollars, okay? And with that assistant, poor mama, she done got picked up by the pterodactyl. Then they was tossing her around. Then they tossed her into the water like a little fish. Then they was fishing her out in the water. And why you think that they went away, the giant crocodile dinosaur, Oris, he done chopped up, boom, got their ass. And I said, damn, that's crazy. You was just trying to mind your business. And all in all, while the nephew's standing there just in awe, like, I can't believe my mama sent me here on vacation. Bruh. I can't believe my parents are getting divorced. I hate it here.
Bro, they're just like, I'm going through a lot of things right now. And you have to have Claire and now Owen be like the surrogate kind of parents to these guys. Because we always have to have some kids. And we always have to have somebody be like some kind of parental figure and save the children. And, you know, get them out of here, because even in those little dinosaur entrapment things, they had never seen that big ass dinosaur come out. It was breaking it that in a way that the other dinosaurs could not. It could see. It was like, no, I'm going to get your ass. And they want to call out the old school T-Rex. They were like, let's make them fight. We always want to make dinosaurs fight. Okay. You always have some dinosaurs fight each other in these movies. And of course, I came to see that. Duh. Look, I'm not hard to please. Okay, give me two big ass creatures fight duking it out, bitch.
It's a good time. Okay,
it's giving Godzilla a little. Go ahead. She this bitch done pulled the flare. Like, yeah. First of all, I can't believe that T-Rex didn't eat her. But I mean, I guess it saw the other dinosaurs. Like, let's square up. And then they banked them. The raptors and the T-Rex, they banked them. And also, what I found surprising is, like, the raptors were listening to Owen for a while, but then when they pulled up and the dinosaur was communicating with them because they used raptor DNA as well. Now he was like, oh no, I'm on the other team, bitch. I am a turncoat. I said,
okay. So I thought that was really cool. Like, one thing I really like, as these movies progress, we learn more and more with the characters about how much they discover about, like, previous knowledge they had about dinosaurs. And then because, like, these are not your average dinosaurs. So they're super smart. Like, the raptors, they find out that, you know, you thought that primates were, like, one of the smartest animals on Earth, or dolphins, when it's actually, like, raptors, because they're able to communicate with one another. And like Jazz said, because the giant dinosaur had raptor DNA in it, you find out there's raptor DNA being used in a lot of these fucking dinosaurs going forward. Like, all of you bitches is blue suns, as far as I know. Truly. It's wild. It's wild. The animals said, bitch, fuck that human shit. We turn and heal, because y'all got that awk awk going on the same time as me. So we like, wah, 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 and not that awk awk that you thought I talked about. Aha! But like, wah, 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 dinosaur sounds. And so,
I bet these are your dinosaur sounds.
Because that's what he was saying. They were like, so I don't know what kind of noise them niggas was. I'm like, it sounded like, you know, somebody had been smoking a pack of the cigarettes and they had to clear their throat. And it's okay. So that's what they were sounding like. They was communicating. And I was just like, wow, this movie is crazy. Like, you know, y'all are jumping the dinosaur. More T-Rex fight. As these movies progress, they have like 50 T-Rexes on T-Rexes. You get like back-to-back T-Rex battles. Like, usually you get one per movie. You're getting one in the middle. You got one in the end. That nigga done circled around 50 times. You know, he done tagged a friend in. I'm like, wow, yes. They jumped them. Like, these dinosaurs is jumping each other.
It is a battle royale of dinosaurs. And I am signed up. I don't know about you guys. But again, I am someone who I will watch a dumb action movie. Let's start here. You blow some shit up, give me a choreographed fight scene or two, I'm satisfied. Now, granted, there's not a lot of choreographed fight scenes because the dinosaurs, you know, they're not doing that kind of fight. They just biting each other neck and shit, which is fine enough for me. But I was enjoying just the blow up and the creatures. I think that's pretty much it. Now, after they suit everybody and we get to the next movie, you got the government talking about, okay, we're leaving the dinosaurs alone, right? And we got to leave them alone. But now there's a volcano. The island they're on has an active volcano. And they're like, okay, well, do we take the dinosaurs and transport them to somewhere safe? Or do we let the volcano just take them? You know, because it's pretty much like Dr. Malcolm is like, it's nature. Like, we shouldn't have, we fucked up the fabric and nature's correcting itself, pretty much. It's going to blow these motherfuckers up. And if they live, they live. But they don't, they don't. Like, that's, you know, we shouldn't be going to transport them somewhere else. That's not a good idea. But, you know, Engine is like, or Biosyn, because, you know, Engine, they were competitors. But Engine's like, we gonna get some DNA. We about to get some DNA. We not about to just let all these dinosaurs, because we need this. Because not only is it, it's just like with Umbrella Corp. Not only are you doing this or creating something you're not supposed to, they're also using it for pharmaceutical advances, like curing sicknesses and things like that. Because you meet Maisie in this one and her papa, and her papa was cool with Hammond, but he was taking shit a little too far with all this cloning and creating DNA and stuff like this, because you figure out what's going on with her.
It's always one.
Yes, I'm like, oh, y'all cloning people? This is a clone, bro? I'm like, this is a synth? It's not a synth, but...
Okay, one, let's talk about how there were so many pivots in this movie. Claire is, like, pro-dino, and, you know, just like Jazz said, everybody's a naturalist, but she's taken to the next level. Like, she's out here on some PETA shit, you know, stealing animals, doing runs in the middle of the night. Also, I really think that Claire has never seen her nephews ever again after the last situation, because she says a couple times. I wouldn't see them no more. Yeah, she was like, don't tell your mom what happened. I don't think I'm ever see you again. We never see her nephews ever again. We never hear those motherfuckers. Like, I guess, I don't know, God bless to the family. Owen and Claire are together, or they get back together. Claire's pivot from, like, making all the choices to, like, doing, like, freeing dinos in the middle of the night, it just, I don't know. I'm not even going to hold you. I really think they should have just left those dinosaurs on that island, and the volcano should have just did what it was going to do. That did not mean that all those dinosaurs are going to get wiped out. There were a lot of high points that they could have went to. And most importantly, there's three more islands that have never been mentioned about ever again. Like, I guess you kind of touch on it when you talk about Jurassic World Dominion, when they talk about, like, the dinosaurs have essentially spread throughout the earth. But, like, bruh, y'all are really acting like you don't have three other islands in the cut that you done fucked up that we don't even know about. Like, please, please, I'm just over it. And then they're all going under this guise that the company is trying to help and put everything and, you know, da-da-da-da. When you find out that there's one guy, he's always the bad guy. He's got the suit on. And you're thinking that he's Maisie's dad. I don't really know what he is to Maisie. Maisie's just, like, guy in the house. Yeah, and
because she's an orphan, technically.
Yeah. And, you know, he suffocates the granddad and, you know, all this other shit. And it's just a lot. More power-hungry people. At this point, they're, like, fucking storing dinosaurs in the house after they get the dinosaurs off the island. I'm like, this is how I know the whites in this movie have gone too far. Like, we've got to pull it back. We got to scale back. Y'all really...
In your home? In front of my salad?
In the house. In the basement. And we get to a point, like, we're not jumping too far ahead, because all the movies run through the same plot. They go to the island, a bunch of bullshit jumps off on the island. They thinking they going for one thing. Now the dinosaurs then got them in a circle. We got some giant dinosaur fights. We got a little kind of, like, it's mostly exposition at this point. For literally catching you up on all the other shit and closing loose ends, which I do like. And then we get back, you know, we get a couple new characters, you know, they're trying to bring Blue back to life because we need Blue to, you know, do some other shit, to create another dinosaur, you know, just more splicing and dicing bullshit. And that's essentially how this movie ends up. Like, they get all the shit off the, whatchamacallit, the volcano erases everybody. They free the animals. Maisie decides, because before Claire does, because there's a point where all the gas is building up in the house, right? Y'all, just let y'all know the animals are, the dinosaurs are in cages. After we get the initial bullshit out the way, after we stop running from raptors, negaraptors, and all this other mess, we're sad because the dinosaurs are downstairs in cages and they're dying because, like, a carbon dioxide, you know, one of those CO whatevers is suffocating them and they're dying. and they're all kind of like, so they take them out the cages, so they're at least not going to die in the cage. But now I was like, so now that you done did that, it's about 50,000 dinosaurs in the middle of the room, like a packed club. Like, why is this happening? And Maisie makes the decision before Claire does, like, because Owen's like, hey, Claire, once you press this button to let them outside, like, there's no going back from this. Like, now that you've unleashed all of these dinosaurs into our regular degular lives for real this time. Like, it's one thing on the island and in the basement of my house. It's another thing that I let these motherfuckers run into the woods next to my house. And now they're about to do this island shit in my neighborhood. Like, this is the next level. So she's like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. And they done. The next thing you know, you see the light come on. Maisie's like, I got to set them all free. If I get to be free, then all the clones get to be free. Clone squad. I'm like, yeah. No.
Also, kids be doing anything. Like, that's a big decision that you should not be making. Yeah, I understand you found out you a clone and you feel a way about it. But girl, you cannot just unleash these animals because, again, invasive species. Like, you don't know how it's really going to affect them. And we do see later, like, you see them, they run up at people. The raptor is, Blue is literally hanging out in the hills looking down on people's houses like, I'm about to pull up through the cul-de-sacs. That's wild, okay? Like, you see planes, boats, all kinds of stuff interacting with animals. Because they're just outside now at this point. And that's where you get the next movie, which came out 20, that's just 8 minute short, where it's battle at Big Rock, where this family,
yep.
It takes place after the events of this, because now the dinosaurs are just the fuck outside. And this family goes camping not too far away from the animals were let loose, which that was on the news. I don't think I would have camped there. I don't think I would have camped anywhere near there, but they went anyway. And they ended up having to deal with the dinosaurs in person. That's all that really happens. A family goes camping and then the dinosaurs pull up on their ass. And what you know what happens. And they fighting for their lives. And again, you shouldn't have went out there. You knew them dinosaurs was out there. I know the people in this year, people had the cell phones. People was definitely making TikToks of dinosaurs probably at that point in 2019. They definitely taking pictures and shit of the dinosaurs. All of that. So you trying to feign ignorance like, I didn't know that this was going to happen. Don't do that. Don't do that. You knew that they were coming and you put your goddamn family in danger. Just like everybody put the whole world in danger, all of dinosaurs out here just whooping everybody's ass. I also want to say that we have the character Franklin, who is, there's not that many, there's characters of color, but you know, whatever. It's not a whole, so many. But Franklin in Jurassic World, Fall of Kingdom, I don't like that they have him screaming. Like, he's a scaredy cat. And I know he hasn't experienced a dinosaur before because clearly Owen and Claire have seen this shit. So they're not going to be as frightened as him. Mm-hmm. But it just gives that trope, that spook trope, where it's like, oh, the black guy is afraid of oh my God, I'm scared. I just was like, Now, I will say in Dominion, he's not like that. He's not running around screaming.
No.
So if it, okay. So after he's experienced this dinosaurs, he's not like that. So I get it there. But I was just like, I don't know about him being scaredy cat. But he is like the IT person. He was not like the field agent dude. He used to work at the park doing the computer stuff. He was not handling the animals directly at all. And here we go with Blue, because they was trying to wrangle up Blue because they want Blue DNA the most, because the raptor DNA is the papa DNA. And that's why you messed them up, because you messed up the bond between Owen, whatever bond that exists for real, I guess. But he thinking, calm. And Blue was listening. All right, let's go. And they just shot him. So now at the end, when he tried to put his hand back out, Blue was like, bitch, she looked at that cage and looked at him and said, no, because you're trying to get my ass. Ejectocito, because I'm about to go have some babies. Bye. Because in this next movie, we got some yeehaw shit going on. As soon as I saw it, I was like, not y'all got these cowboys wrangling up these motherfucking dinosaurs.
Yep.
America. On some yeehaw shit. Yeah, on some yeehaw shit. Like, I don't know about this, but okay, it's fine.
Omega Jason.
It was right giving very... I was like, and then he had a whip.
We're living a life in the woods now.
I didn't like it.
We're going back to our roots. You know, that's when they say that on our albums. We're going back to our roots. I'm like, I know what that means. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, okay. That happens in this movie. they're out there like a family, just out here in the, they being Owen and Claire and Maisie. They're out in the out in the woods and the, you know, in the North Nevada mountains and desert and stuff out here just living life. Maisie is out on the lamb. You know, Engine has pretty much been replaced by Biosyn. And Biosyn apparently always existed, because when I was doing my little research, they even talk about Biosyn in the first one. Like, Lewis Dodson is the dude from the first movie that Dennis had made the deal with. And I'm also screaming that they had this motherfucker look like Tim Cook. And I said, this is too much. This is way too much. But in this particular movie, like, there's a lot of, you know, as we know, the dinosaurs and humans, they open it up also like a CNN, MSNBC kind of news article or segment thing where we're exploring what life is like now coexisting with once extinct animals, like all these prehistoric animals, not just dinosaurs, but like, you know, bison doing wild shit and experiments on people and animals, and they're fucking making like locusts, like giant locusts, and they're eating up all the crops and stuff. Bruh. On some 40 days and 40 nights shit. And
bruh.
It's really fucking with the chain of the food chain. Like,
yeah, we can't eat. But also, because we bring Ellie and Grant back, and Ellie's like, I think they're trying to control the food, because if you're using biosyn feed, the locusts are not eating the biosyn. Like, if they're not eating that seed, they're eating like all the regular.
Right, they're eating seed. The other kinds.
So if you do it for biosyn, that's going to force everyone to do biosyn seed. So
also, there's something off about that biosyn seed.
Yeah, because if the locust's not eating, I'm like, But also, the locusts were created, Dr. Wu, I believe, who is BD Wong. He's in all the movies. And he's like, bruh, I made these locusts, bruh. I made a big mistake. You made a mistake when you made that invisible fucking monster. You ain't been learning your lesson. You was behind a lot of this shit, okay? You are at fault here, heavy. From movie one, talk about I made a grave mistake. Bitch, you made 50 mistakes, and you kept making them. And you just, you thinking you gonna make it better. Like, let me make a different mistake. Because Dr. Malcolm says that in movie two. He's like, Dr. Hammond's like, I'm not making the same mistakes. He's like, no, you're making all new ones. You're making all new mistakes. These are still problems. These are mistakes. Mm-hmm. Stop doing this. But at this point, they're trying to, one, get, because the girl was hit, Maisie was hidden. So they're trying to get her DNA to cure certain diseases. And then they're trying to also figure out how to stop the locusts. They're also trying, because Dr. Wu was like, man, no, this is not cool. I got to get rid of these guys. I got to stop what's happening. This of course, Biosyn don't give a fuck. Biosyn is like, girl, we're still about that dollar. We're still trying to get the money.
But Dr. Wu's blowout.
Okay. Dr. Wu definitely let his hair grow out. So.
And I was screaming. Like, it. The ends was bumped. The hair was wafty and full. And I was excited. But I was also screaming because.
Frontal.
But you know, on the surface, Biosyn seemed to have some really good ideas. Like, they had like a sanctuary for all the dinosaurs and animals to go to so they could just live their lives on their property. They seem to be doing, like Jazz said, you know, making a lot of advancements in technology and studies around science. You know, different things with cures for cancer and all kinds of terminal illnesses and being able to like create things. But you know, when you have people just, and this is not just in Jurassic Park, this like literally happens in our lives right now. Like, people making clones of stuff, people, you know, doing things in the name of science and, you know, being able to help humans and help other animals, but also like people taking that knowledge shit to the next step, taking things a little bit too far, playing God. And, you know, just once again, just because we have the power and the withal to do it doesn't mean we have to actually like do it. I do like in this movie that we had like the old squad tag team with the new squad, that crisscross applesauce. We have Alan Grant and Ali Sadler once again doing like this love romance, will they won't dance. My girl, decades later, we're still doing this. They eventually kiss. I guess they're together, bitch. I don't know.
Might as well. You'd have been through a lot. Y'all seen a whole lot of pterodactyls together. You might as well just go together now.
Right. And just, you know, she's like, I'm not married anymore. I'm like, damn. Well, you know, life happens, girl. You got grown kids. That happens. You know, we got Ian, played by Jeff Goldblum again, and he's working for Biosyn.
Terrible.
Right. But he's like, baby, I got 5 kids. Like, I got to get to the bag. Like, and when they tell him, you know, you fire, your bags don't work no more. He was like, oh, this is a nice little cushion. I was just like, oh, okay. You have DeWanda Wise playing Kayla Watts. And I kind of like this character. If we're just going to go ahead and introduce a new person, whatever, fuck it. I guess they have them on a redemption arc because essentially they see Maisie being trafficked. And because they see that happen and they're just like, all right, well, I didn't intervene, but I'm going to help y'all go on this mission to get her back. Cause I feel horrible. Like, cause they do ask what's up with the kid. And then they try to be on some bitch. I ain't see nothing. I ain't going to say nothing. But also like a kid just got trafficked in front of your eyes, bitch. Like, it's bad enough. We're out here trafficking like dinosaurs and all kind of exotic shit to be used as like weapons. Also, okay, a theme that's happening in all these movies, right? As time is progressing, we talked about all the other things that they're using the technology for, like trying to cure cancer, trying to create animals, trying to bring back animals. They're also trying to use the dinosaurs as weapons in warfare. And that is talked about in all the stories. And I'm just like, y'all really thought it was a good idea. Like, aha, bitch, I got them. I'm gonna put a raptor on the battlefield. Are you fucking kidding me? Ain't nobody gonna come up and show with no army guns when you put raptors on a battlefield. They're definitely blowing you up, bitch. If the goal is to get away from the bombs, why are we putting more raptors and dinosaurs on the field? Like, come on now. This is not a game with your figurines.
Girl, they tried to put, oh, people used elephants and all kinds of stuff before. Okay, but here's the thing. The elephants, they didn't bioengineer them, Jakes, bro. And also, you gonna play around and set these raptors up here, and guess what? Now you've created a third team. Your side and their side's losing. The raptors have won, okay? The raptors are whooping everybody ass. Now y'all thinking y'all about to take over some land, and now it's raptor territory. You ain't taking nobody land, especially because you find out that Blue is so smart, and that's why in the other movie they was trying to get her. Blue smart as a bitch. Okay, and now she to reproduce. Her kids are identical to her. You know, they don't need you. You think they about to follow you? They got their own emotions. If they can show empathy, which they show like a little video in Jane, if they can show empathy and stuff, like I'm sure that they can learn a whole lot of other stuff. And they can also learn, human bad, let me eat them. Like, that's, you think that's going to stop them? They're fast as a bitch. You're not getting them. But either way, all this stuff happens. You see a lot of aquatic monsters, a lot of monsters coming from the ice, a lot of new blend dinosaurs. This movie is long as a bitch, and there's just a lot of scenes of people being in danger of dinosaurs. Yeah. And then escaping, because a lot of the main people do not die. They're just like, hijinks ensues. And it's too much hijinks for me. It's just a little bit too much hijinks. I'm kind of done with it. This movie could have easily been like 30 minutes shorter. I do like the tie-ins, though. The tie-ins are actually pretty great. With all the movies, except the third one doesn't have as many tie-ins as the
shit. Third one is the worst.
Yeah, but I would watch it again because it's a part of my childhood. Oh my God. I also feel like the lighting and the cinematography for the Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom, like when you see the dinosaurs dying and this smoke clouds and it's the red and the dinosaurs just falling behind the smoke, or they drowning, or you see like something happen and you see the shape of the dinosaurs, I'm like, oh my God, oh, this is a spectacle to see. It's really a good movie to watch on a big screen. I think Jurassic Park movies are great for big screens. Really good time. Even, yeah, and these new ones, they put a lot of money into them. They were not playing. So you still have the dinosaurs, they look good. They use a little more CG, but it's not cheap CG. They didn't get discount CG. They got the premium CG with the puppetry and still some, actual things. So I don't think they're all CG. I think there's quite a bit of puppetry still going on. I hope so. Unless the CGI is really that good and I can't tell. Because it didn't look computery, super computery to me.
It didn't look super computery, but there's definitely some CGI. There's definitely some puppetry. Not as much as the previous movies, but not enough for me to be angry about the amount of computery shit, if that makes sense. I really hope that we're done. I agree. The movie should have been at least 30 minutes shorter. There was just a lot of filler, a lot of adventure shots. I wasn't too upset, but I also was just like, all right, girl, like, we've tied up a lot of loose ends. We've revisited a lot of characters from decades ago, girl. We've seen where these dinosaurs are going. We've kind of got a glimpse into the future of this universe. Like, at this point, you know, we all just have to learn to coexist together. That is the theme mostly of this movie, like coexisting with these other animals and also understanding what our new ecosystem looks like now that we've reintroduced all these things back into our lives. Like, what is the repercussions of our actions? Like, how does this affect the world that we live in now? And that is where all of our characters are left off at. I know when I was like flicking around on the YouTube machine, there was some people who were like, yeah, we could keep going. And I'm like, we really don't need to keep going. I know that y'all are going to come back out with some bullshit. I hope to goodness we don't try to reboot this entire thing. Please, Lord, no. Leave this franchise. Please leave it alone. Like, but I'm tired. Like, I also think that the audience is tired too. Like, I didn't really hear a lot of really good things or got a lot of audience great feedback about this movie. I mean, yeah, it's going to fucking make money, but like, this was a good way to wrap it up, like, or to give it a break for a little bit. Let's let the project breathe. Let's let it breathe. Like, we've got our old characters back. We got Grant. We got Ellie. We got Malcolm. You know, we've got our new folks. We got Maga Chris. We got Claire. We got Caleb. We got everybody. We got Maisie. We got Blue. We got Blue Baby. Baby Blue. Baby Blue Slick'em. We got everybody.
Shut up.
Yes, we do. Slick'em. We got Slick'em. We got Spectacular. Sexy Spec. We have everyone, okay? The whole crew is here. If you throw another fucking 2.5 to 3 hour movie at me, I'm going to bed because I'm just like, what? At this point, also, the franchise has to go to space. I don't know how we're going to get space involved, but that's where we are at this point. But also, I'm only watching it because we're going to space, but I'm not excited that it exists because, once again, I told you, it does not, we don't need to do anything else. I'm going to watch because space, though, but we don't need to do it. I'm pretty sure someone already had the space idea because I heard that people were going to make a new movie anyways, and I'm rolling the fuck out of my eyes.
Well, you can roll your eyes. I will be first in line for the dinosaurs in space. All it has to be is, okay, the dinosaurs is whooping our ass. We can't have them living here with us. They doing the same shit to us that we did to all the other species, pretty much. So that's good commentary. We about to put these hoes on a spaceship and we about to send them out. So the space unit people who's out here, of course, the dinosaurs break out there and, yeah, you see the dinosaurs whoop ass on spaceship. It's gonna have to be a short movie. Cause as soon as the dinosaurs like rupture the spaceship, that gonna be the end of it? I feel like that's gonna be the end.
I don't know. Maybe they're asleep. I don't know. Maybe they're on the moon station. I don't fucking know. And now they're on a new inhabitable planet that's like Earth and aliens. I don't know. Nope, crossover. I have no idea. But I know someone's gonna take it to space and all of our questions will be answered.
Let's go to space. I'm rooting for that, although it doesn't need another movie. I don't fall asleep during movies, right? I almost closed my eyes twice during.
There we go. Here we are. Welcome. Demand.
And you know, that is not, usually not my stilo. I was like, damn, okay. I was blinking hard, like, all right, come on, guys. But it made a lot of money, if that counts for anything. I mean, all the Jurassic Park movies made money, but this one is just. We didn't need her. But it does, like I said, the ending where it's like, okay, well, now we just living with the dinosaurs. I think that's a good send off because that is a consequence of us keep fucking with them. Now we got to live with our decisions. And that's it. Leave it like this. Okay. You can have shorts where people are getting into spars with dinosaurs. So it could be like a spinoff, but not like, oh, I don't want to see no overarching corporation. Oh, trying to steal no DNA. I don't want nobody to be stealing no more fucking DNA. I'm tired of that plot line. Okay. I prefer it to be more like the battle at Big Rock where you're minding your business and now some raptors to pull up on you. Like, you were minding your business. Y'all were at Target and one of the animals that pulled up and is stomping people down. It don't even mean to be here. It's just stomping niggas down. I bang with that. There was not enough Stegosaurus for me. I'm upset. That's my favorite dinosaur. I don't know what...
In the new movie or the whole...
In the franchise. I want more Stegosaurus.
Okay. Well, you know, they had the sad scene when they died.
That's not the volcano.
And then the one popped out the snow like, yeah, I was here. I was sleeping.
I'm alive.
I'm trying to get to my house. Oh, no. Hibernation. It's cold.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
My favorite is the Triceratops mixed with the raptor. Triceratops, they be moving slow, but they be whooping ass. Well, I really fuck with them.
They was trampling people.
They was like, do, because they was tired. You know, the one had a design on the head. It had the designs and stuff with the hoops and the holes and stuff and the designs. I like that. You know, I keep saying designs because it looked like designs at the front of their head.
I mean.
Like a drop top. Listen. It was out here. It was cute. Definitely like those. And the raptors. Like, I like how as the movies progress, you know, Blue, you got the stripe in the back. You had a couple orange raptors. You know, it was a lot of people in the raptor gang. Like, a lot of slicing and dicing with the raptor family. So, you know, they were out here. Big cousins out here communication. You know, I'm big on communication. They were out here highly communicating. They were out here. They were squatting up. They were in formation. They had different formations. They just had plans. They really were heavy hitters in all the movies. All the bitches wanted to be like them. All the scientists wanted their DNA. Like, you bitches could never. Like, they kept trying to force the T-Rex, because at one point, T-Rex is the star of all the movies. Like, they're like, bitch, I will not let you forget. But in the end, you see that there's raptors actually just getting the girls together. Like, raptors are helping the T-Rex. The raptors are getting the big animals together. The raptors are on a solo career. Like, that's pretty much
solo
what's happening.
Solo career. The solo raptors. Yeah, no, shout out to the raptors. Again, it's a good send-off. And of course, when they first designed them drinks in the Big Jane, oh, they thought the dinosaurs were going to die off by themselves because they dove the enzyme. Nope. So I'm like, you already knew at that point that life finds a way. Again, them dinosaurs said, bitch, I'm a bad bitch. You can't kill me. That's what they said. They looked you in your face and said, you thought, bitch, you thought like shit. I'm not dead. You can't kill me. I'm immortal. Okay. RIP. But that's always a good time. Yeah. I just think that we could just put the cap off on the movies. If you're going to reboot them, let's wait like another 30 fucking years. Let's not touch it for some decades. Like, please. I don't want there to be a movie in 2 years. I'm going to be sick. Am I going to see it? Yes. But it's going to be another, because again, they get more and more like generic action films. I also don't believe in the love story between Claire and Owen. I don't feel that. And also, when it was arguing in the other movie, motherfucker was talking about something. You wanted to live in a van. I was like, oh, not him being a broke boy too. Oh no, not you being shiftless. You want to live in a damn van. You know what? Girl, you could do better. You could do better than this. Now you a fucking mom. Living out here in the Yeehaw territory with Girl. Wild dinosaurs. This is too much.
It's a very interesting pivot, honestly. And I see why the people are excited. I am not. I really feel like we can either just do a TV show like we've been doing, maybe like a kid's cartoon companion piece, or maybe a written piece. I actually want to finally dive into the book that's on the bookshelf so I can actually, read Jurassic Park. I was listening a bit to the Homies of Horror episode on Jurassic Park, which came out this week at the time I was recording it. And so it's pretty good. Like, I love Eric and Roshane. And listening to them talk about all the things really excites me. And Erica had read the book a little bit, so she was giving her tea, and apparently the book is way different. I've talked to my partner too, like, the book is way different from the movies. Dr. Hammond is portrayed very differently, apparently. And there's a lot of different activities going on. So I'm really excited to dive into that and get a lot more of that going on. So yeah, science and literature.
Yeah, science, literature. I have not touched any of the books, and I did not look at the show that you got to tap into. But I could see a show being...
It's on Netflix, I believe.
Okay. I could see a show being a good pivot for this. Because again, it could just be everyday life. Y'all living your best life. You minding your business. You thought you was about to be on a boat in Miami, and then the crocodile saurus ate you in your boat. Like, I think that's absolutely fine. Because some of it was comedic. When they showed the wedding video, and they let the doves loose, and the fucking... I even ate the bird. I was like, I'm sorry, that was fun. It's not funny, but also, like, that's kind of funny. I'm sorry. There's a lot of moments for some comedic relief in these dinosaurs whooping y'all ass. Yeah,
there's a couple JKs.
Yeah. So, I enjoyed this. Let us know what your favorite Jurassic, outside of the first one, because I believe everybody will say the first one. Outside of the first Jurassic Park movie, which one do you enjoy the most? Which sequel? And what's your favorite dinosaur? We got some, I'm still team Stegosaurus. I don't know what it is about Stegosaurus. I think because I like their little spikes on their back. I think that's cool. Yeah, what dinosaur do you like and is your favorite? And who would you have liked to see some more of? And are you sick of Jurassic Park, or do you want there to be a million more movies? Let us know at grltspod@gmail.com. You can email us. You can also pull up on our website, www.girlthatscary.com. You can also pull up on us at Girl That's Scary on Twitter and Instagram, pretty much everywhere. If you type in Girl That's Scary, you will find us pretty much. And this is your first time listening. Thanks for pressing play. Thanks for showing up. We had a wild time today. Hello. Wow.
Hey.
Yeah, and if you like what you hear, you be coming here. Give us 5 stars for 5-star chicks.
5-star chick.
Chick.
Thanks for all the 5 stars.
Thanks for the 5 stars.
Thanks for the positive comments. We like those. Thanks, guys. They're so motivating. Yeah, thank you so
they
much.
They are.
Cheers.
Cat be crying all the time. But yeah, thanks for all y'all support. It's real cool. We about to come and talk about some more big ass creatures and all kinds of shenanigans.
Wow.
Forward. Yes, it's almost summertime and we about to get lit. Okay. Outside with these animals. And I love it. So let us know what you think about the movies, okay? And until next time, y'all. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dread Podcast Network.